Masechet Kelim, Perek Tet Vav, Mishnah Vav. We'll start off talking about musical instruments in terms of Tuma'ah and Tahara. Mishnah says, Nivle Hashara Teme'in, lutes. A lute is a small little type of musical instrument that looks like an oud. If you are someone who understands Arabic music, looks like a guitar that is oval shaped. The round opening in front of it, besides enhancing the sound, could hold coins that the musician would receive from the people who were listening, if he was collecting. So therefore, they have the ability to become tameh, like any other wooden container. Venivle bene Levi tehorin, but the lutes of Leviim, which were played while they were serving in the Bet HaMikdash, they, even though they had an opening as well, they are tahor. They were not used for holding coins, and therefore the opening was solely for enhancing the sound of the instrument, so they're not considered to be a container, and they are tahor. Now we'll talk about two laws about Tum'ah, where there's a halachic difference between something that was used by regular people and something that was used in the Bet HaMikdash. We'll first talk about the seven liquids. Yad Shahat Dam is the acronym: water, wine, oil, honey, milk, blood, and dew. These liquids can become tameh, and only these liquids. Food cannot become tameh until it's made wet with one of these liquids. We call it a hechsher, a preparation for impurity, for tum'ah. Kol ha-mashkin teme'in, all of the seven liquids can become tameh, and they can make other things susceptible to tum'ah. U'mashkeh bet matbehaya tehorin, the liquids, the water and the blood of a butchering area in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash are tahor. Those liquids cannot themselves become tameh, and they cannot make other things susceptible to tum'ah by wetting them. The area here called Bet Matbehaya was an area in the courtyard where animals were slaughtered. They were hung up and skinned. When the animals were hung, the blood would drain, and there was other meat rinsed there as well. Even though water and blood could ordinarily become tameh, and they could make food susceptible to tum'ah, the blood of korbanot and the water that's used to rinse them does not become tameh, and they cannot affect the other foods that are around there. This is halacha l'Moshe Mi-Sinai, a oral law all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu, that halacha is like this. We'll next talk about Kitvei HaKodesh, scrolls of Tanakh. They are holy, and teruma is also holy. So people would sometimes store them together, the teruma with the scrolls. But teruma, its food, would attract mice, and that would make the mice also around the scrolls, and they would nibble at the scrolls and destroy them. So to avoid the problem, Hachamim made a decree to keep them apart. Teruma that touches a scroll becomes tameh, and if a person touches a scroll and then touches teruma, the tiruma becomes tameh as well. Kol ha-sefarim tameh'in et hayadayim, chutz mi-sefer ha-azara. All scrolls of the Tanakh make a person's hands make persons who touch them hands tameh. They become a sheni, and if they would touch tiruma, the tiruma would become a shelishi. We said chutz mi-sefer ha-azara, besides for the Torah scroll of the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol would read from on Yom Kippur, and the Melech, the king, would read on Hakil, the public gathering on Sukkot following the Shemitah year. The rabbis were not concerned that people would store teruma with this special particular scroll, and they did not make a gezerah against it. So the Torah scroll does not make a person's hands tameh. There was no need to make this decree on this holy type of scroll that was used, because people wouldn't store teruma next to it because of the way they looked at this unique scroll. We'll talk about now the tum'a status of other musical instruments. Hamarkof tahor, a play horse made by clowns for entertainment purposes, is tahor. There's no container that was with it. Habatnun vehaniktemon. A batnun is a type of string instrument held on the belly of the musician, and a niktemon was a musical instrument that looked like a wooden leg of a amputee. Ve'ha'erus, type of drum. Hare'elu teme'in, they could all become tame because they're designated as containers. They have an opening in front of them, a few of them, and sometimes musicians would collect money in the open spaces. The erus, which is a type of tambourine, had a circular frame with a thin piece of animal skin stretched above it, and they would drum on it. It makes a sound. All these instruments were used as containers, and therefore they're biblically obligated or subject to tum'ah. Rabbi Yehuda omer ha'erus tameh moshav. Says Rabbi Yehuda, the erus can become tameh as a moshav. If a zav sits on the erus, it becomes an av ha'tumah, because a person who was a weeper, a woman who would scream at the funerals when they were trying to bring out a certain feeling from the people there, they would sit on it, they would sit on this item, and therefore it's used for sitting. Now we'll talk about animal traps that were made of a wooden board with which a plank would fall, trapping the animal. Metsudat haholda teme'a, wooden trap for a weasel can become tame on a derabanan level because it's a form of a keli. Bashel achbarim tehora, but a mouse trap made of wood is tahor because it's a flat object and does not have the form of a keli.